Cataracts, a fact of life. Here I am over 80 and 20 years ago I had my first cataract removed. 7 years later my second one was removed. As you age, a large percentage of people can expect to experience cataracts. It is just a part of the aging process. As you get older, your body parts just don't function like they used to and start to wear out. What causes cataracts? Professionals say that there may be a variety of causes. In my case, I speculate that I have lived most of my life in the Denver area and the altitude exposes you to more ultraviolet radiation than lower altitudes. Also, when I was a youngster, eye protection was not that common. All summer we ran around with no sunglasses and no shirt. Now, I am starting to pay for this unawareness of the dangers of sunshine. I have had two cataracts removed and one suspicious spot on my nose has been removed. My back looks like the moon's surface and my doctor have told me to keep a close eye on my back and call him if I notice any changes in those craters. What you did in the past starts to catch up with you sooner or later. Cataracts are clouding the lens in the eye. When I first started to notice them, my side started to show a tint of yellow. Driving at night becomes difficult because the oncoming headlights start to sparkle brightly, and a lot of your view is lost. I think they call that headlight blooming. After a period of time, it becomes intolerable, and you know it is time to get something done. Fortunately, cataract surgery is relatively simple now. I remember in the late 50s my uncle came from Meeker, Colorado and had cataract surgery. We went to see him in the hospital, and he was laying there with sandbags placed on both sides of his head to immobilize his movement and he was in a lot of pain. He spent a week in the hospital. In those days they didn't have implants and he had to wear big thick glasses to replace the cloudy lenses. The surgery now is an outpatient procedure. The whole procedure shouldn't take more than 4 hours. This consists of pre-op and post-op time. The surgery probably doesn't take over 20 minutes. The procedure 20 years ago was very similar to today's procedure. Infection is the main concern. I started antibiotics in the affected eye the day before and continued them a week after surgery. You are sedated and your eye is numbed up. However, you are awake and aware of what is going on around you. You do have an IV in your arm and can be put under immediately if needed. You also are fitted with oxygen apparatus just in case. They put this fabric type material over your face and cut a hole in it over your eye. This exposes your eye to the surgeon. I speculate that somehow your eyelid is secured so you can't blink. Your eye is numbed, and you can't feel anything in the eye area. The surgeon does his thing, and the most annoying thing is the bright light in your eye. Your cataract lens is removed, and a replacement lens is inserted. The incision is so small that no stitches are normally needed. The surgery is over, and you may spend 45 minutes in post-op. You are ready to go home, and you need someone to drive you home. On the first surgery, I experienced clear vision the first time I opened my eye. The second time I was not as fortunate. It took about a week for my vision to clear up. Now it is clear, and I had to be fitted for new prescription glasses. I am just amazed how technology has progressed and how a complicated procedure has become a simple common event. After a period, the time varies with the patient, the clear tissue that covers the implant may become clouded and a laser is used to remove that tissue so that clear vision will return. It has been 20 years since my surgery, and I have not experienced this yet. Finally, if you live to be over 60, you will more than likely experience cataract surgery. I am confident it will become simpler and simpler as time goes by.